Should I retire? Shouldn't I retire? I don't know. I'm kind of anxious about it. I don't know what I would do. I don't know who I'd do it with. I don't know. It just looks like an abyss that I'll walk into off of a cliff. I'm Pauline Field, and this today's session of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. If this sounds like you, then I'm glad you're here. So, having anxiety about retiring is actually quite common because, let's face it, you've been working for a lot of years and you've known what life's about. You get up, you go to work, you come home, and you do whatever you do. And then you have your vacation, and that's that. So, retirement, it's like, how do you get your head around that? Well, first of all, you want to acknowledge that you've got the anxiety. It's okay. You're not crazy, and you're not unique. There are lots of people who have anxiety about retiring. They think they want to, but they're not sure. Look like a black hole, and they don't know how to get around that. So, are you ready? Are you ready financially? That's a biggie. Are you ready emotionally? And are you ready with what are you going to do to find some meaning in your life if it doesn't revolve around work? You might run kind of a trial. Take a sabbatical or an extended leave of absence. Reduced hours. Maybe go into consulting. And kind of step down and see. Maybe you'll find that consulting is just what you needed. Because you can have time off between projects. Maybe some weeks you have to work a long week, and other weeks, not so much. There's much more flexibility with consulting. Might be just what you need. And then there's your mindset. Retirement isn't an end. It's a transition. And like any transition, you don't just say, okay, stop, and now you're into the next. No, it takes a while. It's a process. And you have to get your mind around it. You have to really look at things differently. You have to create a different mindset and a different structure. And it's good to look at what you'd gain by retiring as well as what you're giving up. Maybe what you're gaining looks so attractive that that's enough to move you forward. Structure is very important because let's face it, our life has been structured. So you can't just expect to feel good about, well, okay, it's morning. Now what? What do I do? There's nowhere I have to go, nothing I have to do, no one I have to be with, nobody to report to. Huh. It can be daunting. So putting some structure in is really a key. And if you're not sure how to do that, talk to some other people. What have they done? What do they do? How do they structure their days? What are the mistakes they made? What have they found that works? Might as well learn from others. Don't have to reinvent the wheel when somebody else has already worked it out. And then give yourself permission. You know, if you're financially and emotionally okay, then it's okay to look at your next phase of life, your vibrant years, and that they don't have to be spent working the same way that you have been all these years. Whether you decide to work but differently or not work at all, give yourself permission. So, should you retire? Only you know that. When should you retire? When you've done your homework, you'll know. And what will you do? Who will you do it with? Where will you live? Lots of questions. But you're up to it. You can figure it out. And it doesn't have to be scary. So thanks for being here. I hope you find laughter today. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.